This is the United States Eventing Association's official podcast. Hello and welcome to the program. I'm Chris Stafford. Chris Bartle hosted the second of two ICP symposiums at Longwood Farm South in Ocala, Florida, on January 19th and 20th. And on this week's episode, we hear from three riders, Lauren Kiefer, Liz Halliday, and Sharon White, to get their impressions of the symposium. And we begin with Liz, who rode in a dressage session. Liz, tell us about the horse you rode and what you took away from this.
Well, it was great for me. I mean, I've known Chris for a lot of years, just over in Britain mainly and throughout the events in Europe. So it was kind of fun to actually have a lesson with him. I've never done that before. And the horse I brought was HHS Cooley, who's a really cool horse I've had from a seven-year-old. He's done pretty much all his eventing with me. I purchased him from Richard Shane back in 2011. He did the Galway CCR three-star in 2013 and finished third. And that was his first CCI three-star. And then, unfortunately, sustained a really sort of a freak injury last year and lost most of the season past about May. So it's great to have the horse back. I really believe in him. I think he's a world-class horse. He's a sensitive ride. Can be a little bit tricky, but he's always a trier. And, you know, I think if we can really get the flat work down, he's a great jumper. And I think then we'd have the whole package. So it's just sort of working on the upper-level stuff with him, just improving a few things that we'd struggled with and just getting him back up and running as a, you know, sort of a top level horse.
So what were those things that you really wanted Chris to focus on for that dressage session?
Well, I wanted to work on sort of a bit of shoulder in and the half pass movements. The horse gets a little bit stuck. He struggles with a lateral bend. He's got a lot of great crossing, but he just needs to get comfortable changing direction and, you know, just being more comfortable with the upper level movements. We also worked on flying changes. He's a horse with a great change. He nearly always changes clean, but he sort of throws his body around a bit. He's not very straight and he swings his haunches and things like that. So it was great because he had a sort of straight away practice the new three-star test movement, which was a great experience for me. Just throw the horse straight into that. And I felt he handled it pretty well. And then we worked away on a few exercises for improving the flying change, and I think the horse did a spectacular change at the end. He really had a lot of lift and was really comfortable off the aids and much straighter. So it was, it was great. It was just a good experience, really good to get the horse out and well and be around people and activity, and yeah, it was fun. I really enjoyed it.
Well, as you say, you know Chris, you're based both here in Ocala in the winter now and also in the UK, so you will appreciate the difference in techniques for trainers as well, and the language might be slightly different, but what were your takeaways from Chris's style and how he applies those techniques?
Well, one thing I really liked was him saying sort of this theory of, he calls it this and then that, and I really liked that. I remember picking that up and thinking about that today, even when I rode my horses, and sort of asking the horse something and then asking the next bit or a bit more, rather than, I think as riders we get a little bit greedy sometimes, we kind of ask everything at once and expect the horse to understand, and I think that really makes sense to ask them this and then that, and I liked that. I thought that was really cool. He's very, very technical about sort of how he rides each movement, sort of exactly how he approaches even just a half circle onto the flying change. There was sort of the, you know, first check that you have the softness on the outside rein and then activate with the inside leg and then more outside leg. And it's very much for him, I think, a process when he rides, which is sort of a system, as he called it, which I found really interesting. It's kind of a sneak peek into how Chris rides a horse and how he trains. And I've not really experienced that before. So it was, it was great. I think new ideas are always great. You can take them away and put them in the bank and figure out what works best for you and your horses.
Well, he clearly focuses too on rider biomechanics in the rider position and is tweaking that constantly. Did you take anything away from that aspect of the session?
Well, he focused, I think mainly he wanted me to lift the horse up and, you know, let his nose out a bit more, which it really makes sense sort of on how he said the horse then can reach better with the shoulder and just how its physicality makes that possible. And I think it's important for us as riders to remember that the horses are athletes too, and it is a lot of riding is physics, isn't it? It's figuring out where the weight is put to make things more effective and how the horse needs to travel to get the most out of his own paces. So I think he was big on that. He had me sit a little bit further back in the saddle, but other than that, he didn't say a lot to me about my position. It was more about where the horse was and positioning the horse correctly. which was great. It was a lot of good things to take away for sure.
And in terms of what you could take away that you would apply to other horses at the lower levels, anything that stands out for you, Liz?
I think sort of how thinking more about what I do, how I use my legs and where, and just thinking about my weight a little bit more. I think also that this and then that idea, just asking the horse for something and giving them the chance to understand that, and then asking them for the next question. And I feel like I try and do that, but I think, like I said before, as riders, you just get a little bit sort of bowling on a little, and it's sometimes it's good to sit back and reassess and just think about how we're doing our training. So I think that's something I would look into, and I look forward to watching the other lessons he taught. I didn't have time yesterday, but I'm going to definitely watch all the videos and see what I can pick up from those.
So lots of tips there that you could take away for the start of the season, which has begun for you already here in Ocala. So good luck with that, Liz, and enjoy your stay over here for winter training.
Thank you very much. I'm looking forward to it.
And now Sharon White joins us to tell us about her experience at the symposium. Sharon, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Chris. Pleasure to be here.
Well, you were part of the group in the second afternoon jumping session. So tell us a little bit about the horse that you rode and what your impressions were of that session.
I took Patch, or Wonder Mask, and I took him because it's always useful to get him in a situation where there might be crowds. I was feeling slightly not sad, but a little bad for him because he has all of jumped across rails and doing Poe in the autumn, but I thought, well, it'll be useful. So I thought he was actually very well behaved for that. And it was really, it was fun and it was useful.
So when you were going into that session, did you have any expectations or any particular requests of Chris that you needed to address with that horse, Sharon?
I did not. I think you have to have a realization in these symposiums that whoever is giving the symposium, it's really for the audience, not for the riders. I just think it's really useful to support and participate, and hopefully the audience thought it was useful. So I had no expectations from Chris because I thought it's so hard to do in that situation. That being said, I did have a wonderful eureka moment of words I've heard for a really long time, but when you're finally ready to hear something, you're ready to hear it. And apparently I was ready to hear it yesterday.
And what was that?
And that is, I need to do dressage in between my show jumps.
Go ahead.
And I was going to say, and that is not new information to me, but I think every rider out there, you know, once they're ready to hear something, you know, they're ready to hear it. And, you know, I hope that that's useful for everybody out there.
What did you find was most engaging about Chris's style and bringing that European perspective to your training methods and what you were applying? How did those two meet?
Well, I really loved that everything he did was classical horsemanship. It was, you know, there were some interesting ways to think about things. You need some really wonderful analogies, and I love the way he canters around and trots around, and he is so enthusiastic, and he brings so much energy to it. But what he's bringing is classical horsemanship.
And tell us about the exercises that you actually did then of the jumping session, Sharon.
So what we did was we worked on the quality of what we were doing to improve the jumps, right? So the quality of the work in between the jumps, which again was super useful. He is saying ride dressage in between the show jumps. And then we moved on to a little bit of accuracy cross-country questions, which is, at a higher rate of speed, but I think his philosophy was basically the same.
And your takeaways then from those training exercises and what you would apply then in the future for yourself, was there anything that you put in your back pocket and thought this is going to work for other horses?
I do believe the energy level and the enthusiasm, I think is huge, right? And he had a really interesting way of you know, for driving aids, for the driving aids, meaning the leg aids, etc., to be, you know, much more up and forward in front of the horse rather than behind the horse. And that was a new perspective that I thought very interesting.
And you attended the PowerPoint presentation that he gave about cross-country riding, the rules of cross-country riding. And although it was in German, there, as you mentioned, were a lot of classical points there that he made. What did you get from that PowerPoint presentation, Sharon?
Absolute, you know, rhythm and straightness, right? Rhythm and straightness for certain when you're going cross-country. Decide, you know, the speed and the balance you need for the obstacle in front of you. All on.
And he also spoke, of course, about the safety seat. Was there anything
yes.
from that that you took away? Because he gave some wonderful examples of, you know, the before, during, and after phases of
yes.
the jump. Was there anything in the analogies he used that you were found useful?
The shorter stirrup length for certain going cross country, and which enables you to get into the safety seat as needed, easier, and to stay out of the way of the horse when you do that. I think we tend, you know, I tend to ride too long cross country, and I think it's, you know, that's a, you know, a pretty universal problem.
Now, is this, do you find a problem, something that you need to address maybe with the younger horses, or is it something you apply to all horses and at all levels?
All horses, all levels.
So now you're going to be pulling your stirrups up a hole or two?
I already did. I galloped today four shorter just to give myself a feel for it, which is a little extreme, but you might as well, you know, nothing like going to extremes.
Right, you've gone from one extreme to the other, but in that exercise, though, that you took from Chris, how did that feel then, Sharon, when you actually rode that today?
It's all just interesting and useful, and doing these things, you get inspired. You know, that's the fun thing about it, right? You get inspired to, you know, tweak a little here, tweak a little there, and that's, you know, and to realize that, you know, all of the best in the world are doing the same things, right? It's really, it's reassuring in a way as well.
So the kind of examples that he gave to commit to memory, like the toe in front of the knee and the eyes above the hands, were they things that...
I loved jumping to the swimming pool feet first. I thought that was brilliant.
Absolutely. Well, it's all about the defensive seat, the safety seat. And so now as you teach, would you take anything from that ICP symposium of watching the other riders to your own students?
Absolutely. Like it was, and it was really, I'm a big believer in teaching, look up, see the line, see everything that's in front of you. And that was, you know, he absolutely believes in that. So that was nice to be affirmed with that. And, you know, I think that just, you know, absolute classical horsemanship, you know, go, he loves his, you know, steeplechase horses, his race horses, go gallop is so useful for us. You know, all of these things are absolutely, you know, it's repetition of good horsemanship. And I did think it was funny that he kept apologizing for repeating the same thing. And that's, you know, that's what good horsemanship, good riding is.
Mm-hmm. It's all about practice, practice, practice. So you took away from that then what? Inspiration and confidence?
Absolutely.
Terrific. Well, obviously you enjoyed it. What would you say to other people that are thinking of participating in the ICP program, Sharon?
Oh, I think it's wonderful. Come, you know, just come join, participate. You know, everybody is welcome. All we're trying to do is, you know, is make everybody universally better. You know, that's the point of the program, you know. And that's, you know, that's what eventing in the States is about. It's, you know, it starts with education.
What a wonderful message. Sharon, thank you very much indeed for coming on the program this week.
Thank you so much for having me, Chris.
And finally, we hear from Lauren Kiefer now about the horse that she rode and what she got out of the symposium. Hi, Lauren. Well, you were part of that afternoon session. How did it go for you?
It went really well. I rode Cozuma, owned by Jacqueline Mars. And it was a great group of riders and horses, and I really enjoyed the lesson.
So when you were going into that lesson, what were your expectations, having watched Chris teaching over the last 2 days?
I was really just trying to utilize what I'd heard in his past lesson so that, you know, he wouldn't feel like he had to repeat himself. And then just trying to get any small bits that I could. One of the things that really clicked with me was he talked a lot about turning inside the midline of the fence. You know, and I've heard it a lot in the past, such as take your first line and that kind of thing. But for some reason, that really clicked with where I put my eyes.
So what kind of exercises did you need particularly for that horse that you found helpful?
In the beginning, she was quite excited by the crowd and the other horses cantering around. And so Chris helped me work on, we actually did a lot of canter pirouette to get her calmed down. And then, you know, he was very adamant about increased tempo around your jumping courses, not only to help the balance and to be quicker to make the time and that kind of thing. The other thing you worked on is just being very still in the air with your hands and your body, and a bit just helping the horses, letting the horses sort themselves out over the fence.
Did you find you were making any more conscious changes to your rider biomechanics than Lauren from the pointers he was giving you?
Yeah, you know, just staying very aware about what my body was doing. You know, we all try to stay still in the saddle, but you certainly, when there's a crowd of people watching you and someone's told you to stay still, you certainly try a lot harder, you know, and just doing that. And the tempo, staying quick, medium canter in the courses was a good thing, especially when you have long canters or long turns. It's easy to kind of get too slow in your footwork.
So what would you take away from the symposium that you would apply to other horses as well?
Certainly the increased tempo, just the general course riding, where you stay on your turns, you stay on the inside of the midline when you're turning and that sort of thing. And, you know, and he was very adamant about dressage between the fences. And, you know, I think it's good to be very strict about that. It's easy when you're on your own to just kind of let them run and jump and fall into the walk when you're done and everything else. So it's very important to stay strict about that with yourself on all your horses.
Well, obviously, Chris is European-trained and European-based. Did you find there were any particular subtle differences in between the way that he teaches and the kind of messages that he was trying to get across generally to that audience over the symposium?
I think his theories were pretty much the same. You know, it's, and with all trainers, it's more a matter sometimes when you say it differently, it clicks differently. For certain people, but, you know, he certainly said everything that I've been hearing for a decade from David and Karen and a lot of trainers in the U.S. I think the biggest difference in the European system is I feel like they're a bit stricter about it. And I think we could, you know, I think sometimes American riders, we just get a little happy with ourselves, and I think it's good if our trainers are a bit stricter on us, harder on us, and don't let the little details go. One of the things I really took from his cross-country lecture was he talked a lot about the safety seat, or I don't know if I'd say this on air, the oh shit seat, but how much time he spent talking about just saving it on cross-country was very interesting.
Yes, and the pointers that he gave during that presentation, that PowerPoint presentation on the evening between the 2 days, that unfortunately it was in German, so it was a good lesson for everybody.
He could have been showing us all of their team secrets and we didn't even know.
But as you mentioned, he was really strong on that safety seat, and it mm-hmm. is noticeable the number of riders that do get in front of the center of balance, and they don't use those different pointers, which I thought were really helpful. Did you take anything new away, because you have pretty much a good safety seat, or did you feel that when you watched that presentation?
Yeah, for sure. And you know, it's just such a important thing. At the end of the day, it's cross country, and sometimes you just need to save it. And I think sometimes, you know, for myself especially, if it gets a little ugly, I sometimes get concerned it's not going right, but at the end of the day, you just got to get it done. You know, that it's cross country, and that's kind of the essence of the sport, is sometimes it gets a little sticky and you still got to kick on and stay behind the saddle and help your horse through. And then they get better from that.
And were there any other pieces from that presentation that you took away that, as you say, when a trainer presents it, it's always different just because the language is different, not least of all when it's in German. but were you able to pick up anything from that you had not maybe practiced in the past?
You know, the funny thing is pretty much all he said, especially the cross-country, the preparation position, everything else, you know, it's very much, you know, really one of the only programs I've been in is Karen David's, but they have the same, you know, formula for cross-country riding with your preparation position, so on and so forth. And, you know, everybody's got different words, but it's all the same.
All right, so obviously a very worthwhile couple of days for you. Anything else that you took away from the whole of that you were watching with other riders as they practiced what he was teaching?
Right. You know, I think I just think it was good to have someone that is so disciplined, and also, you know, obviously that's how he trains his team, is through so much discipline. I think that's the biggest general thing we could take away from the whole clinic, is how disciplined he is on the approach and everything else, and that, you know, we need to keep doing that and keep making sure that we don't just get happy with ourselves and start cantering around.
Right. Good advice, Lauren. Well, thank you very much for coming on the program and sharing your impressions of the symposium.
Sure. Thank you, Chris.
And don't forget, you can find out so much more about the Instructor Certification Program on the website at useventing.com. You can download this podcast from the iTunes podcast store to your smartphone podcast app, so you can listen to the shows on the go. That's it for this week. Thanks for your company. Until the next time, enjoy your eventing.